B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I got VG calling up about lunch with this lunch thing. Everybody like, oh, let's go breakfast. Breakfast blows, all right? I hate breakfast. And then now you're going to just shove the lunch thing down my throat.
Lunch is great, man. It's underrated. It is underrated.
Kevin.
Where, what are you doing? Lunch is phenomenal.
Oh, God, you too.
And then you wait till 8 o'clock for dinner?
Oh, my God. So you go out, you're going to go for a nice dinner, you and your wife.
Yeah.
What time's the reservation?
Usually it's around, like, I would say 7 o'clock, because we get there around 6:30, get some, you know, cocktails, and then 7 o'clock is, like, the perfect, I think, window.
What, are you turned into a pumpkin?
Wait a second.
My God, you're going to rush home, be home by 9? I got this kid. This kid goes out. He wanted to go for a romantic dinner, him and his wife. He goes out at 4 o'clock.
It was nice.
It's ridiculous.
4 o'clock.
It's ridiculous. You're going to go for a nice romantic dinner, and you're going to go out. It's daytime.
Does he live in Del Boca Vista? That's my question.
Exactly.
Ridiculous. But 8 o'clock is also ridiculous.
No, it's 8 o'clock. I do 9. I'm a 9:30 guy.
Well, are you like from Italy and Spain? Like, okay, are you a European? Like, 9 o'clock for dinner?
Ooh, yeah, well, man, listen, you have drinks. Football. You go out at 8. You get drinks around 8, 8:30.
Lunch, too? You skip lunch? Like, what kind of mood are you in at 8 o'clock, then, if you're
I'm loving it. I get my martinis, my gin and tonic, whatever.
Oh,
if I'm going to dinner, I'm going to go, you know, going to go around 8, have a few cocktails, hang around, and then 9:30, I'm going to have dinner.
Now you're going to 9:30 window. You're bold there. You're bold skipping lunch and having some cocktails, and then you're
that's
waiting.
Not bold, bold. How's that bold? If you're going to go, you're going to do a romantic night out.
Yeah, yeah.
What, you want to be home by 10?
No, I didn't say I wanted to be home by 10. But listen, you can have some cocktails. You can have a good dinner starting at 7. Because listen. It's going to probably, you're probably not getting
7's early. Come on, Paz. 7 o'clock is early.
7:45, right? And then afterwards, you don't have to feel rushed. You can have another cocktail. You can chill. Like, you can still
rush.
Enjoy
who gets rushed? I like to close the joint. I want to be there, you know, whatever, till midnight, 12:30, and then go get another drink, nightcap, somewhere else.
Well, okay, I'm with you on going to another place for another
you
time.
Should go to another. You should always go get a nightcap somewhere else.
Yes, yes. You're feeling good, and you're like,
right.
Yeah, I get you. I feel you on that. That's probably the only thing you and I are, I'm leaning on the tunish train here on this. Not 4 o'clock, but I'm leaning.
What time's happy hour?
So happy hour is 5 o'clock, but you're talking about a guy that's...
Okay.
That's my window where I'm
working. Yes, that's what I said. Five to seven.
5 to 7.
That's happy hour.
There's no restaurants. Oh, you're coming for a $3 Miller Lite. It's 7 o'clock.
Dude, 5 to 7 is happy hour. You said he said 3 o'clock.
What? That's where some places
that's
start.
Not happy hour.
Some places start at 3. Some places start at 4. Nobody goes to 7. That's prime time.
Oh, my God. It ends at 7. Starts at 5. I don't understand this anymore.
There's a lot going on in Philly Sportsland today, Kevin.
Kevin, I don't get it.
Well, listen, with this bullpen by committee, you want to extend happy hour. Let me tell you, you want to extend it all the way to midnight.
All right, so let me throw two things at you. Actually, so I went and solicited strangers for their opinions on the four teams. All right? So okay. The Phillies' opinion I got was that they don't feel close to the team. Like, they don't feel a kinship yet with the players. Because I go, well, they got Bryce. And they go, yeah, you know. And the guy said to me, well, you know, Nola's not Hamels. And he's like, I'm still kind of like arm's length with these guys. He said he don't hate them. He didn't dislike them, but did not get to next to them.
I can see that. You don't want to give your heart away to somebody that's going to fumble it. And honestly, there's too many nights like last night where you're giving your heart away and they don't know what to do with it, you know? And then it's hard to trust the bullpen. And when you bring up the idea of Hamels, you're bringing up the charm of that window of 2007, 2008, 2009. And listen, man, 2008 was so magical because we knew that no matter what, if we have a lead, we've got Brad Lidge to shut things down, right? And then when you can get in that comfort zone, there is a charm to it. There's a relationship building.
Yes.
Case and Ryan Howard.
That's
and
right.
Rollins. Teams that you, players that you've seen go through this system. Look at the love affair that we have with certain athletes. They are farmhands, right? They are guys that we have seen grow with us, right? And listen, Bryce is amazing. I love Bryce. I think Bryce has done everything right about an outside free agent coming to Philadelphia. This team is also a bunch of guys that we don't have a lot of connection with the farm system, right? We don't have a connection with the growth. We want to have the connection with Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola has messed with our heart many, many times. And unfortunately, when the sixth inning comes around, he has no care for our feelings. So it's tough to kind of form that relationship. So I understand that reasoning.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So then I asked somebody else about the Flyers, because you have think about the finals tonight, and they were like, the guy was wistful about the Flyers. He was a hockey fan, but he said, you know what? He goes, honestly, I don't think about them. I don't, they're so far out of my radar. And he said, they're like a long lost friend that I think I'll never see again.
Nailed it. And you want to know why? This has nothing to do with the players. This has everything to do with the organization up top. Because even when the Flyers were low, that fan base and dedication, regardless, hey, no matter what, management understands us. And I think there's been a huge disconnect over the years. Specifically, do they really get us? Do they understand our commitment and how passionate we are, regardless of the product? And I think after just beating you down multiple times and the nonsense of not listening to the fan base over the last 3 to 4 years, complete disconnect, and it's not because of the players. I think it's specifically from the top.
So then my Eagles guy, I wanted to find out about Nick Sirianni, because I like Sirianni a lot. And the guy said to me, he goes, listen, I listen to you all the time. He goes, I don't get what you see with this Sirianni. He goes, I don't understand it a little bit. He goes, he's got a ways to show me that he's an NFL coach and he's not wet behind. He goes, he's so wet behind the ears. He goes, what do you like, the T-shirts? He gave me one of those things. And I go, dude, I thought he was professional. I loved how he handled the play calling situation. I said, I loved the fact that he morphed his whole offense into a run-based offense. You don't do that overnight.
No, and you don't have the personnel, and you can finally adjust after. Listen, we were banging our heads after 4 or 5 weeks, right? And then, you know, it felt like there was a click where, hey, I have to adjust to what's around me and what this roster is. I bet you that same feeling he has for Nick Sirianni right now is the feeling he probably had for Doug Peterson after one season, right? There wasn't a connection that I think many of us had with Doug Peterson in the beginning, especially after year one. It grew. It grew with that team. specifically in 2017 as the season was progressing, right? That there's a 2017 charm about that family thing that we saw with that team,
right?
That the 2008 Phillies had, and you grow with that. It's the same vibe.
You got to win first, right? You got to win first, and you everybody loves a winner. Everybody gets next to the winner.
100%. And I'm okay with Nick, man. I think Nick made some great adjustments, and I know I was one of them. I gave him a lot of junk about trying too hard with the shirts and the phrases and all, and it was just like, all right, we're trying too hard. But he earned a lot of my respect how he handled the second half of the season.
I'll be honest with you, and this is probably definitely not popular, but if you ask me, I say Nick greater than symbol, Doug. I do. I think the dude is a sharp guy, man.
Let's come back to that conversation.
I think Doug is a great leader and, you know, knows how to talk to players. Likeable.
Yeah.
I think Sirianni has more X and O ability.
Man, he won you over that much.
Yeah, I do. I think the dude's a smart dude. Even beforehand. I think he's a professional. I think he understands it. I do. I believe him. I believe in him.
I will revisit this conversation at the end of the year because I could be with you as well. But at the same time, I want to see there's a lot more pressure this year than there was last year.
Of course, without a doubt. Well, my brother, we got to do dinner, Kev.
Brother, yeah. Wait a second. You want to give me the Sixers one?
Nah, I really don't because we're up against it. And unfortunately, it's not a fun one.
Yeah, okay.
You know? It's not fun, so I don't even want to talk about because the dude's response was not a good positive one.
Okay. Well, listen, if I'm going to dinner with you, I will tell you this. I'm going to be having probably lunch and some snacks in between, thinking that we're eating at 9:30, all right?
You got it, buddy.
Appreciate you, brother.
You're the best, brother. From ESPN, we love him, hometown hero Kevin the Gandhi on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.